Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by one of the princes of Perth, Andrew Embley.
It's time to catch up with the Billy Brownless of Rush Hour WA.
As you know, Locke, I've got the three kids, right? Yep. So Autumn's 9, or actually she's 11.
But this man saved his best performance for the biggest stage in 2006.
The winner of the 2006 Gold Smith Medal, Andrew Embley of the West Coast Eagles.
Please welcome Andrew Embley.
No, Embers, great to see you in person live in the state of Western Australia.
JB, how are you, Bill?
Hey, nice to
be here with you guys.
Great to be with you, of course, the Prince of Perth. Wow, I'm not sure about that. Now, Embers, I'm going to set up this magnificent city of Melbourne, okay? It currently is 11 degrees, windy, cold, we're in lockdown, there's riots, there's demonstrations going on in the streets. You wouldn't know there's a grand final on, and we've had an earthquake. What is going on? Tell us about Perth.
26 degrees, blue skies, heavy arnas and shorts at the moment over here at the moment, Bill. Unfortunately, we did hear what's going on your way, and we're thinking off you, but geez, over here is a total different story at the moment, JB.
I'm not giving him any thought. Mate. Sucked in, fat.
You know whose fault this is, Jim? Dan's fault.
Oh, really? I've only been telling you that for two straight years.
I think it might be the continental drift and fault, by the
drift.
Way. What? That's what happens in earthquakes. I know you guys would know about that, but I'm blaming Dan on this one. So how good is that? Now tell us, Embers, what's it like? Because honestly, mate, we don't know there's a grand final happening.
It's been an incredible week, Billy. WA, as you know, we just love our football over here, and we've got one of the greatest stadiums in the world. We saw it lit up on the Dreamtime game, and it's just going to be such a wonderful spectacle come Saturday. And the momentum is just really starting to build. Everyone's around it at the moment. There's functions galore going on. Come Saturday, and I think the conditions are going to be 25 degrees, no breeze. Ooh. It's going to be a perfect night for football. It's just going to be massive for Western Australia.
Fat, I was in at Crown this morning at the big breakfast that they do over here, and the guy was telling me that both function rooms are booked out morning, lunch, and night for the rest of the week.
Oh, no. How good is that?
So, Bill, imagine all the coin you're missing out on.
I don't worry. I've got one.
How come
bucks.
You're not here anyway, Bill?
Because I wasn't allowed. No, $200. I got one for tonight down at the Commerce Centre or whatever it is in Geelong. Hey, Jim, I hear this morning there was a bit of roaming Brian.
Roaming, thank you, Brian. There was. Did a very nice job of it too. Just roamed around the room. He picked the chairman of Seven West Media off, the great Kerry Stokes. Had a chat to him. Good. The Premier. He said, you just asked the Premier about the stadium and about the surplus in the budget. So he had a crack
just
at him.
Just a lazy $6 billion surplus over here.
What do you plan to spend that on? he did. He worked the room nicely. Julie Bishop, he knew. He was well-versed, Brian.
Who told
He'd actually done a lot of research. Someone must have told him.
Exactly right. Hey, Embers, is there going to be any tagging in this grand final?
I don't think so, Bill. I think we just let it go. I think both sides, as you know, have got good midfielders and they play their own system. And I think if Melbourne can control the game, I think the conditions suit the way Melbourne play that kick mark game and control it. But if the ball's on the ground, then the Bulldogs come and they come hard. So I think both sides are going to back themselves in. They both bat really deep through that midfield group. And the Ruckman comp, Max Gawn outstanding on the weekend. And even Melbourne, just to have the luxury of having Luke Jackson, second-year player, to be able to take control in the middle of the ground to allow Max to go forward, is just a luxury that Melbourne have got.
So, Embers, help Bill out. What does it feel like to win a grand final? No, seriously, when you're playing in a granny, what does it feel like to actually win the thing?
From the church.
Well, you got to have teammates around you to play well, and you got to stand up yourself, Bill. So I think on grand final day this week, I think there's about eight players, I think, from the Bulldogs that played in 2016 that are still there. I think Jakey Lever's the only player at Melbourne to experience grand final taste anyway. So I think it's an opportunity for both sides. Melbourne, as we know, haven't won one since 64. It's going to be a wonderful game. They look, for mine at the moment, just the complete side. Their defenders are just outstanding. Got a great midfield. Got a forward line that kicks goals. And they going to be hard to beat, but, geez, the Bulldogs were so impressive in that prelim.
Bill, what he said, the most important thing there what was you've got to stand up yourself.
Yeah.
This is a Norm Smith medalist, so a player who was voted best on ground in a grand final.
Not against the Cats, or actually,
didn't play the Cats. I played them in a prelim, actually, and yeah, I think they beat us by about 80 points.
Yeah, so. I think I kicked about 8. But well, speaking of that, no, well done, Norm Smith medalist 2006. Who wins the Norm Smith medal for 2021? Andrew Emberley.
Yeah, good question. I think there's so many players that can win it. I have said a couple of times, I will go with it. I think Melbourne win. I think Christian Petrarca wins the Norm Smith medal. I think he elevates himself into a superstar by the end of the game.
The Raging Bull, I like it. I don't think it'll be number 10 for Melbourne, Bill.
Why?
Because they won't be able to fit it over his head. No, the Swede on the man is extraordinary, and then he's got a helmet on top of that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they won't get that over. I'm with you. I think Petrarca is a superb talent. He's box office embers. People pay money to go and watch him, and he will have a big game.
I love seeing the best play well on grand final day. Judd's done it before. Ooh, Cousins and Kerr from a West Coast era. And
Cousy, speaking of which, yes. Bill, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he is back in a big way over here in the West. He's attending functions, shaking hands. He's everywhere.
Well, we saw him at the Brownlow, which was fantastic. Actually, a lot of people did like it. Some didn't like it. But it's good to see him back, Embers.
Yeah, really good. I've done a couple of functions with him and got him doing a function on Friday for Triple M as well, and then another one on Saturday at the Camfield too. So great to see him back in a really good place at the moment. He understands the importance of the football environment, and I think he's really missed it. And yes, he's had some challenging times, but I can assure you the functions that I have done with him, he's almost like the prodigal son. When he comes back, the people just love him. They're ready for him, and he's got a great story to tell. So I think this weekend will be really, really good for him to get himself back out there.
All right, Fat. Anything else we've got for the superstar here?
So you're going Melbourne, you're going Petrarca. And let's get a first goaler.
Oh, first goal. Let's go, maybe go with the Bulldogs. Let's go Aaron Norton, first goal.
Aaron.
Yeah, the mullet boy.
I think it's
the boy
Aaron.
From Perth. You're telling someone
Aaron,
else how to
think,
talk.
But anyway. Yeah. Hey, where's Lockie? Where's the mainstay of your show over there, the Rush Hour? How's Lockie going?
Lockie, he doesn't like you.
He's cracked the shit.
Yeah, he's cracked the craps.
He said, Bill can get stuffed. He doesn't even know who I am. He gives me no respect.
Well, we got the same barber.
I think you mentioned last time on the rub that a function with Lockie Reed and Damien Barrett. I'll tell you what, buy your tickets to that one. That would be a really good event to go to.
Mate, I'm having trouble sleeping, so just tell me when they're on.
Sucked in, Fat. We're here and you're not.
Yes. Well done, Embers. Thank you very much.
Good on you, boys. Good
to Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.